لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير ثم ليقضوا تفثهم وليوفوا نذورهم وليطوفوا بالبيت العتيق صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Umrah consists of tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif and sa'i between Safa and Marwa. If a person had made his Umrah out of the month of Hajj, then in the case of the male, he would shave his hair or trim the hair equivalent to the breadth of the finger from the entire head. And in the case of the female, she would also trim her hair equivalent to the breadth of the finger, but it is advisable to take in a little bit more because some strands of the hair may be long, some may be short, and the hair from the entire head equivalent to the breadth of the finger should be cut. If a person is making Umrah in the month of Hajj, that is in Shawwal, Zilqa'd and Zilhajj, then if the person is a Haji, intends performing Hajj, if he is a Qari, doing Hajj and Umrah both in one Ihram, then after making the Umrah, he would stay and remain in the state of Ihram. And if the person is a mutabatti', making Umrah and Hajj in this one journey but two different ihrams, he donned ihram for Umrah separate, and after Umrah, he would then come out from the state of ihram and don the ihram for Hajj before proceeding to Mina. So in that case, a mutamatti' will also shave his hair or trim his hair, as I've explained before, and come out from the state of ihram. Now after performing Umrah, the person is going to remain in Makkah Mukarramah and is going to wait to perform in Hajj. While staying in Makkah Mukarramah, the Haji must understand and bear in mind the high, great, lofty position and maqam and the azmat of Makkah Mukarramah. This is a place of angels. It's a place where thousands of malaika have come, and Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has blessed us to come to this Mubarak place. Think to yourself that I'm not worthy of this place. This is a place of angels. This is a place of malaika. This is a place of very pious people. And what am I that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has handpicked me to come to this Mubarak place? So thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, glorify Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and make sure that you are conscious of the azmat and the greatness of this Mubarak place. Think about the high maqam and position of Makkah Mukarramah and all those blessed things that are around Makkah Mukarramah. It is mentioned in one hadith, an Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, an Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن هذا البلد حرمه الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض فهو حرام بحرمة الله إلى يوم القيامة. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this town, this city of Makkah Mukarramah, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sanctified it on that day when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created the skies and the earth. And Makkah Mukarramah is sanctified because Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sanctified it till the day of Qiyamah. In one hadith it is mentioned, يَغْذُو جَيْسٌ الْكَعْبَةِ فَإِذَا كَانُوا بِبَيْدَاءَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يُخْصَفُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرِهِمْ. An army will proceed toward Makkah Mukarramah, and when they will be in an open field, they will want to come and wage war in Makkah Mukarramah, they want to drop down the Baytullah Sharif. When they will be in an open field, how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protected the Baytullah Sharif, that this entire army will be swallowed. The army from the beginning till the end will be swallowed by the earth. This is because of the azmat of Makkah Mukarramah and because of the azmat of the Kaaba Sharif. You in Makkah Mukarramah, think of the history of how Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protected the Kaaba Sharif. Abraha, with his huge powerful army, came to drop down the Baytullah Sharif. How Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protected the Baytullah Sharif? Small birds with pebbles came and destroyed Abraha and his army. It is mentioned in one hadith, an Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala ma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما أجبك من بلد وأحبك إلي ولولا أن قومي أخرجوني منك ما سكنت غيرك. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Makkah Mukarramah. Rasulullah sallallahu loved Makkah Mukarramah. He was born in Makkah Mukarramah. And when his people had taken him out from Makkah Mukarramah, started making life difficult on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oppressing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, persecuting them. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was leaving from Makkah Mukarramah going to Madinah Munawwara, he was so sorry and he was so sad. He looks at Makkah Mukarramah and then he says that what a beautiful town and what a beautiful city you are and how beloved you are to me. Had my nation not taken me out from you, then I would never have stayed in any other town in the world besides staying in you. How great is Makkah Mukarramah in the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a hadith, and Abdullah ibn Adi, Abdullah ibn Adi radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on a hill. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Makkah Mukarramah and said, إِنَّكِ لَخَيْرِ عَرْضِ اللَّهِ وَحَبِّ عَرْضِ اللَّهِ, that you are the best land of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the most beloved land in the sight of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned, one of the signs of Qiyamah would be that Dajjal will come out. He will go in every corner of the world, on the right of the world, on the left of the world, on the west and the east of the world. And then he would want to proceed to Madinah, Munawwara and Makkah, Mukarramah. But Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will protect the Haramain Sharifain. And Allah will appoint Malaika angels in the borders of Madinah, Munawwara and borders of Makkah, Mukarramah. The Dajjal would want to enter Makkah, Mukarramah, then the angels will show him the naked sword and send him away from Makkah, Mukarramah. In one hadith, it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, I will raise up for my qabr, and then on my right and my left would be Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Obviously it will also be Jibreel, also it will be Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, then I will proceed to Baqi, Jannatul Baqi. All those people that are buried in Jannatul Baqi, they will also raise from their qabr. And then all those people that are buried in Makkah Mukarramah and Jannatul Mala, they will also come and they will join me. From this we understand that how great is Madinah Munawwara and how great is Makkah Mukarramah. One of the signs of Qiyamah is there will be a lot of corruption, there will be a lot of turbulence and unrest among the people, and the people will be looking for a leader. There will be one person in Madinah Munawwara. He knew that the people will look at him and the people will appoint him as a leader. So he will run away from Madinah Munawwara. He will go into Makkah Mukarramah in hiding. And then while making tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif, between Hajr Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim, the people will identify him. And they will request him, they will beseech him, plead to him to take the position of a leader. And that would be Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَن تَقُمُ السَّاعَةَ حَتَّى يَمْلِكُ الْعَرَبْ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ. Qiyamah will not come, the world will not come to an end until one person from my family, he will not take complete control of the Arabs, of the Arab land. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, يُوَاتِهُ إِسْمُهُ إِسْمِي. His name will conquer with my name, his name will be the same as my name, his name will also be Muhammad. Rasulullah also mentioned, Al-Mahdi min itrati min awlaadi Fatima. Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu, he will be from my progeny and from the awlaad, from the children of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He will become the leader, and the moment this will happen, then the tribe of Banu Kalb from Sham, they would send an army to fight with Imam Mahdi. Allah will make it such that as they will be proceeding to Makkah Mukarramah, then the land will swallow the entire army. The moment this will happen, the three saintly people around the world, the Abdals, there are 40 such people in the world, mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif, the Asaib of Iraq, saintly people in Iraq, and the Nujaba of Misr. Nujaba, also the saintly people of Misr, when they would observe, they would know, heard, hear about this, then they all will proceed to Makkah Mukarramah and they will take bayat and allegiance on the hands of Imam Mahdi. It is mentioned that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala put so much of barakat and so much of blessings in Makkah Mukarramah. So when a person comes for Hajj, he comes with the intention of a spiritual revival. He comes to get closer to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He comes to make firm intentions for the future of his life. He comes to get his sins wiped out and obliterated. Unfortunately, how many people, they proceed for Hajj, they go for Umrah, go with the intention of the spiritual journey, but in the name of the spiritual journey, they go for a tour, they go for a holiday. So many people waste their time in the shopping centers. wasted time meeting friends. So many people during this sacred journey, they go around visiting and wasting their time with each other. At least we should feel guilty while we're in a shopping center or whilst wasting our time, that Allah's house, the Kaaba Sharif, is right in our right next door to us. It is so close by to us. Do I not feel ashamed? Don't I feel guilty that I'm here wasting my time in a shopping center or visiting and wasting my time in all futile acts, whereas I could derive maximum benefit from the Kaaba Sharif and from the Haram Sharif? Take into consideration the great amount of barakat and blessings that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has blessed on the Kaaba Sharif. The Hajar Aswad is there, the Rukn Yamani is there, there are malaika that are there, they are saying Ameen to your dua, the Multazam is there. There's so many things of rahmat and barakat around the Kaaba Sharif. So while we are here for the spiritual journey, we should derive maximum benefit from this. Ulama have stated that when a person is in Makkah Mukarramah, in the Haram Sharif, instead of making Nafil Salah, the person should engage and in Tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. It is mentioned in the Hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah fi kulli yawmin wa laylatin 20 wa 100 rahmat tanzilu ala ahli ala hadha al-bayt 60 li ta'ifin wa 40 li musallin wa 20 lin nadirin. Every day Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala descends 120 rahmat and barakat on the Baytullah Sharif, 60 rahmat and mercy Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bestows for the person who makes tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif, 40 rahmat and mercy are for those people that perform salat in the Haram Sharif, and 20 for those people that merely look at the Kaaba Sharif. But merely looking at the Kaaba Sharif alone, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends rahmat and barakat upon that individual. It is mentioned in one hadith that person who merely looks at the Kaaba Sharif, just with the sight of the Kaaba Sharif, such a sacred thing in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the person's sins are wiped out, like how in winter when a person has to shake the branch of a tree and how the leaves fall off, like that, just by looking at the Baytullah Sharif, the person's sins are wiped out. Ata ibn Abi Rabah says that when a person looks at the Baytullah Sharif, that is more virtuous than an individual engaged in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala all night and in the day fasting for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just by looking at the Baytullah Sharif, the person's maqam is even more superior than such a person. It is mentioned in one hadith on Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma fil Hajar. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about the Hajar al-Aswad. La yab'athuhu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah lahu aynan yabsuru bihima wa lisan yantiqu bihi. On the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will raise the Hajar al-Aswad. Hajar al-Aswad would have two eyes through which it could see, it will see, and a tongue through which it will speak. Yashhadu ala man istalabahu bihaqq. Whosoever made istilam of the Hajar al-Aswad, when a person makes tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif, if he can kiss the Hajar al-Aswad, he gets the opportunity, he should do that. And if he cannot kiss the Hajar al-Aswad, then he will make istilam of the Hajar al-Aswad. That is to raise the two hands and then kiss the two hands and raise the two hands as though the person is raising in front of the Hajar al-Aswad and kiss the hand as though he is kissing the Hajar al-Aswad. So anybody that has done that, the Hajar al-Aswad sees the person, the Hajar al-Aswad will actually be witness and shahada for that person on the day of Qiyamah. It is mentioned one hadith, عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نزل الحجر الأسود من الجنة وهو أشد بياض من اللبن فسودت خطايا بني آدم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says حجر الأسود, it came down from Jannah and Paradise, and when it came from Jannah, it was more whiter than milk. It is the sins of mankind that have made the Hajar al-Aswad, which was white, have made it black. The commentator of the hadith mentioned, making it black was because people with their dirty hands would touch the Hajar al-Aswad. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah mentions that that when the dirty hands can make the Hajar-e Aswad black, imagine when the heart is dirty, then imagine the effect that will be there on the Hajar-e Aswad. He also mentioned the hadith, the Hajar-e Aswad and the Maqam Ibrahim. The Maqam Ibrahim was also a stone on which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to stand and build the Kaaba Sharif. These are two precious stones from Jannat and Paradise. Had the Kuffar and had the Mushrikeen not touched the Hajar-e Aswad and the Maqam Ibrahim, if a person that had a terminally ill sickness, if he would have touched the Hajar-e Aswad or the Maqam Ibrahim, then it would have been a need of cure and shifa for that individual. Also consider when you're in Makkah Mukarramah, making your, the Baytullah Sharif is there, the great Maqam of the Rukn-e Yamani. The Rukn-e Yamani is that corner before, the last corner before the Hajar-e Aswad. It mentioned the hadith of Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكَّلَ بِهِ سَبْعُونَ مَلَكْ يَعْنِي الرُّكْنَ الْيَمَنِي. By Rukn-e Yamani, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala appointed 70 malaika, 70 angels. فَمَنْ قَالْ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَقَالْ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Any person, while making tawaf or Baytullah Sharif, he reads, Allahumma inni asaluka al-afwa wal-afya fi dunya wal-akhirah. Oh Allah, I ask you for forgiveness. And I ask you for goodness in the dunya and the akhirah. And then the person also says, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. Oh Allah, grant me hasana, grant me good in the dunya and the akhirah. And oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. Then all the 70,000 malaika that are there, they say Ameen to the dua of the person making the tawaf. Also, one very sacred place by the Kaaba Sharif, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that Multazam mawqa yustajabu fihi dua, ma da'a Allah fihi abdun illa istajabaha. That the Multazam is an area between the door of the Kaaba Sharif and the Hajar-e Aswad, is like approximately 2 meters. That is a place where dua are definitely accepted. No person made any dua by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in that place, but the dua has been accepted. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi says that by the Multazam, his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi says, whatever dua he had made by the Multazam, he has seen the effect of it and he noticed that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accepted it. As Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah mentions that I also have experienced the same thing, that whatever dua are made by the Multazam, Allah granted me my wish and my desire. It is mentioned one person was making tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif and a woman was in front of him and she was making tawaf. Suddenly the person's sight caught onto a woman and instead of focusing on the tawaf, his focus went on the beauty of that woman and on the form and shape of that woman. Suddenly a hand came out from the Rukn-e Yamani, and clouted that person. To indicate to a person that instead of making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, instead of being conscious of myself, conscious of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you are moving your attention onto a woman. So when a person making tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif, fear Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this is a very great place. It's a place where Allah's rahmat is coming. Be conscious of the presence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and have one heart, soul and mind devoted and dedicated in the Kaaba Sharif and also in the stay in Makkah Mukarramah. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, لَنْ أُخْتِيَ سَبْعِينَ خَطِيئَةٍ بِرَكِيَةٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مَنْ أُخْتِيَ مِنْ أَنْ أُخْتِيَ خَطِيئَةً وَاحِدَةً بِمَكَّةَ الْمُكَرَّمَةِ. I rather be out of Makkah Mukarramah in a place called Rakiya and I commit 70 sins there than me being in Makkah Mukarramah and committing one sin. It's a sacred place. It's a place of great azmat and great honor and respect. So always be conscious of this great place and stay away from committing any sin and do not do anything that is inappropriate in Makkah Mukarramah. Don't fight with people, don't quarrel with people, how unfortunate it is, some people will be right in Makkah Mukarramah. And the Adhan is called out in the Haram Sharif. The Imam is performing Salat. Millions of people are gathered there to perform Salat and to get the reward of the performing Salat in the Haram. 100,000 times reward, multiplied, the reward is multiplied. But a person will feel lazy to come in the Haram Sharif and he will read Salat in his room. Or will read Salat in his hotel. And worse than that, when a person don't even read any Salat. So how unfortunate it will be, a person comes to perform Hajj, a person comes to perform Umrah, but he deprived himself of the Rahmat and Barakat of the Baytullah Sharif and Rahmat and Barakat of staying in Makkah Mukarramah. May Allah Ta'ala give us Tawfiq and Hidayah to understand the Azmat of Makkah Mukarramah, the Azmat of the Baytullah Sharif, and may Allah grant all of us Hajj Mabrur and Hajj Maqbool. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.